Time now for Trends Diary, where Boulder County residents of all ages share personal experiences that relate to a pressing community need. The focus for now is on our shared need to connect and solve problems, despite the increased isolation we're all experiencing during the COVID-19 pandemic. This project is brought to you in partnership with Community Foundation Boulder County.
Dear Trends Diary, my name is Brendan Riley, and I'm the president of Boulder Wave, a company here in town that's been helping thousands of foreign athletes with their high-altitude training in Boulder since 1993. I was on a long walk in my South Boulder neighborhood the day the shots rang out at the King Soopers, where I've shopped for the past 25 years. Often I returned via the neighborhood behind the store, but after hearing of the shooting, I immediately returned home by a different direction. In the days that followed, numerous athletes sent me messages from Japan, checking on my welfare. I knew many of them from their visits to Boulder to train as world-class runners with Boulder Wave. The grocery store was where many of them did their weekly shopping in Boulder, as well as before and after track workouts at Fairview High School. Soon, I found myself typing a letter to my friends in Japan. I updated them on what had happened, thanked them for their kind messages of support, and offered two calls to action. I told them about the Run for Boulder Strong 10K Memorial Run that was encouraging Boulder's friends from around the world to do their own walk or run to show support for the victims' families. I also alerted them to a fundraising effort being organized by several of Japan's Olympic medalists and coaches. Many of these runners really look at Boulder as their American hometown. Under the name Boulder Strong Japan, these Olympians put together a crowdfunding campaign in Japan that began on April 20th and ran through May 31st. In the first few days, even before any publicity, they averaged about $800 to $1,000 in donations per day. All these proceeds will be donated to the Community Foundation's Crisis Fund. The Japan Boulder connection is long and deep, thanks to all the long-distance runners who have come here to train in the past three decades. This group comprises all household names in Japan, all of them with long histories of 25 years or more in Boulder. We have Olympic marathon medalists Yuko Arimori, Naoko Takahashi, and Mizuki Noguchi, a three-time Olympian Harumi Hirayama, coaches Masa Takahashi, whose two children even graduated from CU, Tsutomu Hirayama and Shogo Naganuma, and Tad Hayano, who is now the director of the world-class Tokyo Marathon. Nearly all of them have either owned Boulder County homes in the past or own homes now. In addition, 2009 World Championship Marathon silver medalist Yoshimi Ozaki, who now lives in Longmont, came with her husband to do the Run for Boulder Strong in person. I received an email from Tsutomu Hirayama, who took care of the crowdfunding over in Japan. They had an original target to raise 1 million Japanese yen, which is just under $10,000. And they actually hit a final total of 2.1 million yen, which is closer to $20,000. All in, there were over 300 people participated in the crowdfunding in Japan.
Feeling inspired? Do you have your own story of making connections or solving problems during this time of physical isolation? Then visit www.commfound.org. Look for Trends Diary and share your experience with Community Foundation Boulder County. Your submission could wind up on these KGNU airwaves.